There we go. It's a Donnie Football Friday here. I'm unusually pumped for this game. I just can't wait to watch it. Aaron Rodgers against Let's Ride. I mean, this is why we lift all them weights. Right, Donnie?
Love that quote. Bill Parcells.
Ronnie? It's a combination of Ray and Donnie. Ray, are you now Ronnie Football? Is this your alias? Like Ronald, you know what else happened there, Donnie? You were just talking about AB and seeing him in Vegas. I was thinking of Ronald Ocean.
Another great nickname.
Yeah, it was a combination of Donnie, Ronald Ocean, and Ray, and I somehow came out with Ronnie Fittipaldo. Ray, I've mangled the clock worse than Mike Tomlin usually does here, and I apologize for that. You're brought to us by LGKG Injury Lawyers. 7 locations in the Pittsburgh region. They'll take your personal injury case personally. LGKG.com. So we're not going to be surprised at the last second. Are we here with anything? It's Russell Wilson 100%. And then the next question becomes, how much action does Justin Fields see? It's definitely Russ, right? And how much Justin will we see, Ray?
Yeah, I'm assuming Mike is going to be requested by the reporters today after practice, and I would be surprised if he didn't tell us Russ was going to be the starter. I suppose he could let it linger into the weekend. I mean, he's already spent 3 or 4 days having the Jets guess at what's going on. I don't know if there's an advantage in continuing to do that. As far as Justin's, you know, packages in this game, you know, he's got 5 rushing touchdowns. I would assume, Joe, that there's going to be a package in there for goal to go situations, take advantage of his legs. I would be surprised if they just use Justin in the middle of the field for a series, you know, here and there. I think it's got to be specific, and I think it's got to be when you're close to the end zone.
Ray, I know that Russell Wilson was great in the red zone last season, but Justin Fields has certainly proved that he can bring a different dynamic there. Do you think that is something we could see often?
Yeah, like here's the reason too. Like Russ has those numbers, but you know, he hasn't had a lot of time to build up chemistry with George Pickens and Pat Freiermuth and some of the other guys that you know, he would be throwing to down there. And the nice thing about Justin is, yeah, they do some design runs for him in the red area, but he could just make a bad play into a good play like he did last week in Las Vegas, and he can turn a broken play into a touchdown. I mean, that's what he did. You could say he had an open receiver on that fourth down, and he did, but he still found a way to get into the end zone. So that's, you know, the ad lib that Mike talks about, I think that's really a nice thing to have when you're in that goal to go area, you know, 10-yard line and in.
Fan Twitter brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. And the text line brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, personal injury law firm, where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. Ray, it was a big story locally and nationally when Justin Fields said what he said yesterday, which was essentially, and this was the most interesting part to me, I don't know about you, he said essentially, this job was mine if I had played better. What did you make of what he said?
I think he's being a good teammate. I think he's taking ownership of his play. And if you guys listen to Arthur Smith's news conference, Najee Harris's news conference, and Russell Wilson's news conference, they all had his back. They all said, Justin, you know, you're taking too much onto your shoulders here. You played fine. They're all pretty much saying that he was being too hard on himself there. Now, that doesn't mean it's not true. I mean, Joe, we all saw how he was missing open receivers the last couple of weeks. You know, we saw some of the turnovers that weren't turnovers because of penalties, you know, against the Raiders. So there's a lot that goes into this decision. It's not just stats that you can pull from the box score or look at a quarterback rating or look on the turnover part of the stat sheet. There's a lot more that goes into it. And I think the turnover-worthy plays, especially last week against the Raiders, and, you know, missing the 3 open receivers on 3 consecutive plays, I think – that probably weighed into this more than anything else.
Ray, do you think with what Justin Fields said and how he said it yesterday, he maybe had a thought into his future with the organization? Like, hey, if I show them some maturity here, I show them some leadership, some accountability, this will be a franchise that it's a franchise that almost like fetishizes over loyalty and stability and everything. Do you feel like that had some part in how he went about things?
Yeah, I don't know if it was a conscious decision on Justin. That's just who Justin is. You know, Arthur Smith just raves about his character almost every week when we sit down and we talk to him. So are there shortcomings in his game? Yeah, there are, but he does have the makeup to be a quarterback in this league. And listen, guys, we don't know what's going to happen with Russell Wilson. You know, I think the Steelers believe he's going to come in here and jumpstart the passing game. But if this goes in another direction over the next 2, 3, 4 weeks, then they absolutely know they can go back to Justin Fields. He's got great support within that locker room among his teammates, and he's got great support among the coaching staff in the coaches' room as well.
Ray Fittipaldo, read his stuff at postgazette.com. He's on the Fan Hotline, presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. Also remember, October is Fire Prevention Month. The Fan and the National Fire Sprinkler Association remind you to test your smoke alarms monthly. Ray, I had Rich Cimini on from ESPN a couple days ago, covers the Jets. He said Davante Adams could have been had by any team for a more aggressive offer. And the Steelers were said to be aggressively shopping him for him. So a two-part question here. Why didn't they give the best offer? Why didn't they extend that kind of offer? And I don't think they did for Davante. And failing that, is Mike Williams, another Jets receiver, a good option for them?
I don't think Mike Williams is a good option. And I apologize, I didn't hear your interview with Cimini, so I don't know the context. But to me, Davante Adams was going to control where he was going in this trade scenario. He mentioned right off the top, or his agents leaked, that it was going to be Derek Carr or Aaron Rodgers, and the Jets or the Saints. And once Derek Carr went out of the lineup for an extended period, everything pointed to the New York Jets. So he's got that relationship with Aaron. And you forget about the contract. You forget about this hamstring injury. You know, he could have said, guys, I'm not going to negotiate a new contract with you. Thank you, Omar, for your interest, but we're not going to do business in 2025. And then the Steelers are at a point where, are you going to give up a third-round pick just to rent Davante Adams for half a season? I just don't think that would be a plausible scenario. So any business that was going to be done here, Davante was going to choose the situation. And in the end, after the Saints dropped out, you know, I think it was going to be New York all along.
Is there a receiver or maybe a group of receivers, Ray, that you have at least looked at as realistic targets that you would like to see the Steelers make a move on?
I think they're all gone, Donnie. I do. I think if you watch the way that Arthur Smith has handled his personnel groupings, even if you would bring in, let's say you're not going to bring in like a Brandon Ayuk or a Davante Adams type of a player. Let's say because of what's going on with Roman Wilson and Van Jefferson and Calvin Austin, let's say you bring in an okay number two or a really good number three. Are there any guarantees that Arthur is going to be able to spring him open? I mean, he uses 3-4 tight ends. He's going to use Pat. He's going to use George. I don't know if there's room for another guy, just a number three or a number four type of receiver. So like I've said the last couple of weeks, they got plenty of those guys. If you're not going to get a one or a really good number two, then you might as well just do what you're doing.
Ray, do you endorse this quarterback move? Do you think this is the right move for the Steelers right now?
I do. I think you have to see what you have in Russell Wilson. And this isn't a protected job that he's going to have for the rest of the season. Russell Wilson has to go out there and perform. They got to continue to win. And they got to be much better in the passing game. So I don't think Mike Tomlin was blowing smoke on Tuesday when he was talking about good, not great. This team doesn't have aspirations. Certainly Art Rooney doesn't have aspirations to be 9-8 and to be the number 7th seed and to get your doors blown off in the playoffs again. They have aspirations this year with T.J. Watt, Cam Hayward, who's having a great season. They feel like they have an obligation to the guys on that defense to go out and to see what they have in Russell Wilson. So I think that's why the move is being made. I think they have much bigger goals this year than to just get in the playoffs like they did in 2020, 2021, and then last season.
Who benefits the most from the quarterback change?
Oh, that's a good
George
question.
And
who?
Yeah, George and I think, you know, George has been frustrated. It was never voiced that it was because of Justin Fields, but that's been bubbling over. I think Russ is going to be able to involve him and involve him early. I think you'll see better stats from him. And Pat Freiermuth, too. I mean, they just got done paying the guy. He's got fewer than 200 yards receiving, and he really hasn't been a factor in the red zone. You know, he's got a couple of touchdowns, I think, but they need more out of him, too, for what they're paying him. So I think those two guys specifically will benefit. And we haven't really seen this yet. Had a great rapport with Scotty Miller throughout the spring and the summer. Scotty's been invisible with Justin, and he's got a really nice rapport with the tight ends behind Pat as well, including Connor Hayward. So we'll see if that materializes. But, a couple of names to keep an eye on for Russ and as far as his targets go.
Donnie, may I engage Ray in a game of free association?
Yes, you may.
Ray, are you ready?
I am ready, Joe.
What's your prediction on the game? Give me a score.
2017 Steelers.
Are the Jets a playoff team?
No.
Are the Steelers a playoff team?
Yes.
Will we be praising or ripping Mr. Let's Ride when we come back to work on Monday?
Praising.
Broncos country. Let's ride.
Are we going to be talking? Do you like that, Donnie?
I do.
I can't get enough of it. Between that and Pony calling Bob and asking about the talking about his wooden teeth. Ray, were you listening live when that happened?
I was not listening live, but I've heard it on the air.
I mean, Bob falls for the wooden teeth from George in Washington. What the hell is going on? And of course, the other thing I can't get enough of, Ray, is Bob singing Rick Springfield and the passion. Donnie, did you hear that live?
I don't think I heard it live. I mean, I heard you do it several times live.
That's both of us here. I'm sorry, Ray. We've interrupted free association. May we continue? Is Max Crosby going to be on the Bills?
No.
That's disappointing to hear. Pro Football Focus gives Larry Ogunjobi an F so far this season. Do you agree with that?
Not an F, but he hasn't been great.
They also give Patrick Queen an F. Do you agree?
No, that's not right.
They also say Cam has been the best player in the league at his position. Do you agree?
Among interior defensive linemen, he's been pretty darn good, so yes.
George Pickens has the most yards in the league without a touchdown. Over under 0.5 touchdowns in this game, Ray.
It's got to happen at some point. Let's go over.
Jets pass as much or more than anybody in the league. Is that a good recipe to beat this defense?
Yes.
Zach Frazier, is he going to be back for the Washington game after the bye, or which game will he be back?
That's questionable, but he's not going to come back until after the bye.
When, which game, which week will Jalen Warren start to look like himself again, Ray? Take a little 3-yard pass and bust through 8 guys to make an 8-yard gain, that type of thing.
Yeah, we haven't seen it yet. Maybe Sunday night.
Joey,
prime time.
Yeah, that would be good. Joey Porter, is he gonna stay with one guy? And if so, which one?
If he does, he'll stay with Adams.
Sauce Gardner doesn't normally do that. Should they put him on Pickens and make him do that this week, or is that just not part of their scheme?
I don't think that's Gardner. I don't think that's part of their scheme.
0.5 over under. How many timeouts does Tomlin leave in his hip pocket at the end of this one, Ray?
This is an every week question. Let's go under this week.
Under. Thank you, Ray. Well, now you threw Scotty Miller into the mix as a Let's Ride favorite. Does Scotty Miller have a big game here?
Scotty Miller might have 2 catches for 10 yards, but that's more than he's had, Joe.
Broncos country. Let's ride.
Donnie, it's Miller time. You think so? You agree with that?
He had that big catch down the sideline against L.A.
I mean, it was a small catch, but at least it was a play, right? It was a big catch.
Yeah.
You're right. It was big. Gigantic. Ray, thank you.
All right, guys. Have a good weekend. See you.
Thanks, Ray.
What a man he is, huh, Donnie?
The best.
He might be the best. We often talk about this category, nicest man you've met in Pittsburgh media, and it often comes down to Ray, Jeff Hathorn, and Jerry DePaula of the Trib. Would you like to add somebody from your own experience, or who's the nicest man you've ever met?
So I've never actually met DePaula, so I can't comment on that. Definitely Ray, definitely Hathorn. I was going to say something funny.
You have a surprise pick? Pomp?
No, yeah. I was gonna joke and say, you mean Cabali's not one of the nicest men you've met in Pittsburgh sports media?
Anybody else? Who's been your mentor as you've risen in the ranks?
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Malzi?
I mean, Malzi and Pony, yeah. I mean, they're like two older brother figures to me.
Yeah.
You're a very kind man.
Thank you. Nobody would put me in this category, though. I mean,
I think it's Ray and Jeff.
Yeah. Dead heat?
For me.
Can I nominate Gormie the Owl?
Gormie the Owl is a great nomination.
He's one of my favorites.
What a surprise. City Limits
Good
comes
man.
Off the ropes with a Gormie the Owl. Have you met him?
Yes, I have.
I was with the Owl yesterday.
Yeah. He is a great guy. Always willing to engage in a conversation about something. He's very present, the Owl. Are owls generally present? In their habitats? Are they that present? Whenever you are with the owl, he'll talk about whatever you want to talk about. He makes you feel special.
I feel
Donnie.
Like aren't they normally dormant during the daytime, though? They're normally
Well,
doing
this
thing
owl
night.
Comes alive at night, too.
What's he, a vampire, Donnie?
Night owls. That's why they call them night owls.
You're right. He's right about that. That's where the phrase night owl came from, Limits. Did you know that?
You know, now it all makes sense.
Yeah.
Putting the pieces together on the show.
PetFest 24 presented by Subaru is back. Donnie, you'll be happy to know that Muffin may make an appearance. Limits his dog. Muffin, do you have a dog at home?
No, I think that's in our future, though.
Yeah, any pet that perhaps you could bring to PetFest?
We do not have any pets.
No fish? Yeah. I gave my daughter a pet ant when she was little, Donnie. In a little, he lived in a little like sand mound in a little glass encasement. It felt like a safe first pet.
Safe.
Donnie, come back on the air. We're not done with the segment yet. We're not even close.
How long did he last?
Not long.
A couple days?
Tried to take him for a walk. It doesn't work with an ant.
How about did she go through like the hermit crab phase?
No, we had a little frog and things went poorly on a water exchange. You had to dump him into a different bowl, then fill his bowl with water and dump him back in, right?
And he didn't make it through?
No, he slipped in the basement drain. As I was dumping him back into his original bowl, he missed. It was like an errant Justin Fields throw. It was like a Kenny Pickett throw behind the line of scrimmage, and down went Froggy was his name, Limits. He
went down the drain.
Down the drain.
Froggy.
And there's nothing I could do. And I'll remember it like on my deathbed. I'll be regretting this and what I did. Because it felt like for a year, every day, where's Froggy? Every day. Can you imagine that torture as a father? I killed your frog. And later in life, I realized, and people told me, you should have just, she was young enough where if you get another frog, Donnie, and you put the other frog in the thing, she never notices. How could I not have thought of that?
Yeah, you should
have
done that.
How could my wife have not have thought of
that? You could go to one of those pet stores. I'm sure they have frogs hanging out.
Pick up a replacement frog. You put Scotty Miller in the game. Nobody notices, right? Yes, indeed. It's a Donnie Football Friday, and we have a couple of new games to try out. I think they're going to work. The first is called the Numbers Game. The Numbers Game with Donnie and Joe. I used to do this a long time ago in a galaxy far, far away with a man named Chris Mack. We would be at bars all over town previewing Steeler games on Sunday morning. And it's a quick back and forth, Donnie. We only had one walkthrough here, really. You've only had a couple of first-team reps with this. It's numbers inside the game that could tell the story. Interesting numbers, fascinating numbers, intriguing numbers, and yeah, maybe sometimes a meaningless number, Donnie, but we're going to go back and forth.
Maybe some historical numbers?
Maybe some historical numbers. Part of this, for me, came from the cheat sheet on Steelers.com. I have to tell you that. And then some of them came from other places. My first number is 4. And that is the number of red zone takeaways the Steelers have that leads the NFL.
I like that, Joe. I mean, they had what? They had a couple a few weeks ago against the Cowboys on Sunday Night Football. That would certainly be...
It decides games, Donnie.
Big one. How about one that you threw out to me this morning with the quarterback? 26 is the number. That is the amount of touchdown passes Russell Wilson threw in 2023. The Steelers, as a team, had 25 touchdown passes combined in 2022 and 2023.
Positively incrinculant. My number is 18. That's the number of first downs the Steelers have gotten by penalty this season. What do you make of that, Donnie? And nobody else is even close. Is that something they're doing, or why are teams committing so many defensive penalties against the Steelers?
Well, speaking of penalties, Joe, how about this number, 11? New York was flagged 11 times last week against Buffalo. Accepted penalties in that game on Monday Night Football, 22.
Now that brings up a number, 49.5. Any guesses to what that might be, Donald? Wrong. It's the amount of body weight you're allowed to land on a quarterback before they get you for one of these bogus, idiotic penalties that have helped the Steelers. It's the dumbest rule in football. It's the dumbest rule in all of sports. You just landed on a guy with most or all of your body weight. How in the world would anybody determine if you landed with most of your body weight on somebody, Donnie? Like the difference between 40% of your body weight and 52.5, it stinks. It's stupid, and it's deciding games, meaning that it's deciding the playoff race in some ways in both conferences, this dumb rule.
And I think Russell Wilson is going to get hit a few times on Sunday night, because here's another number for you, 5. That is the amount of different starting offensive line combinations the Steelers will have as of Sunday night. 5 different offensive line combos in 7 games. This is a team a couple of years ago, they didn't have a single offensive lineman miss a snap.
Right.
So they're seeing the opposite of the injury bug.
Limits, what do you think of this game so far? I think it's rather insightful.
I like it a lot. It's rapid fire. It's quick. It's up-tempo. It's like a hurry-up offense in the last 2 minutes of the game.
He said that well, didn't he, Donnie? He piped in and
that
characterized the game perfectly. I got a number for you. 14. The Jets have 14 former first-round picks on their roster. That's the most in the NFL.
One of them, one of the receivers that is not Devontae Adams, Garrett Wilson. How about this number, 66, most targets in the NFL for that Jets wide receiver. He had 23 targets in the London game against Minnesota 2 weeks ago. Now you have to assume that number goes down quite a bit.
Would you have Joey Porter Jr. follow him? I would. And make Devontae beat me. I would follow. I think Garrett Wilson's the bigger threat here.
I don't know about that. I mean, Wilson's a really good player, but I just feel like the combo between Adams and Rodgers is... I mean, that's the thing. There's... it's a situation where you can do either or.
Yeah.
Because they now have two really good ones.
With the injury or the alleged injury, either way, he hasn't played in a couple weeks. I don't know. Is he just going to come back, Devontae, and be unbelievable? Maybe he will be. I got a number for you, Donnie. 20. That's the amount of times that Pat Freiermuth has lined out wide more than any tight end in the whole league. He's basically been a receiver for them.
How about this one? 68. That is the amount of touchdowns that Aaron Rodgers and Devontae Adams got to combine for in Green Bay in the eight-year stretch they played together. They are only a few touchdowns away from tying another combo for fourth all-time. Roethlisberger and Brown.
Mr. Big Chest, who you ran into in Vegas. I got one more. 6. You know what that is, Donnie? Wrong. It's the number of fumbles by Justin Fields, the most in the NFL. I never hear your compatriot, Dr. Filippone, add that into his little blind stat comparisons. Does he ever throw in, oh, this guy leads the league in fumbles? Haven't heard that one yet, Donnie.
How about this for fumbles? 30. T.J. Watt has forced 30 fumbles since 2017, the most in the league in that time span. He had two last week, and some of them came in very key spots.
Thank you, Donnie. And that's it for our game, the numbers game. I enjoyed it.
I thought that went well, Joe.
Yeah. Some of that stuff really lends some insight into the game. Sadly, we don't have time for Football 101 with Donnie. Could we postpone that until after Nick Kostos and Jack Ham? May we do that? We're going to go over some grades that PFF is giving the Steelers. These are always big talking points. I'll throw out a couple early here for you. We still have another minute or so. Ogunjobi is basically getting an F so far, Donnie. Does your eye test tell you that that's right?
No, I feel like he has not been that bad of a player. If anything, I think he's been better than what last year showed. I thought he had a down year in 23. I thought he's been better so far in 24.
Calvin Austin, just to pick a random one, they say he's having a pretty good year with a 66.8 grade. To me, I think that looks like about a B- for him. You like that?
How much does that take into account what he's done in special teams? I do think he's had a couple of nice little punt returns, nothing game-changing, but a couple of nice ones to give them better field position.
Yeah, that's a good question. And this one pertinent to the game, or maybe more accurately and sadly not pertinent to the game, Zach Frazier has an 82.2 grade, which simply means he's a star already in PFF's eyes, fourth out of all the centers in the NFL. This kid is like Creed Humphrey was as a rookie. This looks like one of the Steelers' greatest draft picks ever at this point in his career, and yeah. I realize it's early.
He's legit. I mean, I think you can make the early argument that he's the best draft pick of the Con Whittle era in the two seasons they've had.
Yeah, you could. Here's another one before we go. Poor little Beanie Bishop. He's getting an F. 52.6, 86th out of 99 corners. That ain't good, Donnie.
He has been pretty horrendous in the past game. I mean, remember the Cowboys game was not a pretty one for him.
They're not a pretty sight, no. And we figured that might be a problem. It's turned out to be. You go with an undrafted rookie at any position, you could be looking at trouble.